Today, I will be talking about Earth 2.io. This is a website where it is a replica version of the Earth on the internet. You can buy tiles anywhere you could possibly think of in the world, and they are 10 by 10 meter square tiles. You could own places like the White House or even the Great Wall of China. This is just phase one, by the way. There are over 50 billion tiles in the world that can be bought and up for grabs. There's countries that have higher price values than others, and then there's some that aren't even able to be sold yet, but they will soon be released. This is the Flannery Podcast. So Earth 2.io, what is it? It is a website that was created by a group of multi-million and billionaires. They wanted to make a one-to-one virtual scale and make it so anyone could buy tiles on this land. Their tiles started off at 10 cents a piece, and now some of them have grown to $40 a tile, which is just crazy to think about because that's over 40,000% increase. I myself found this on TikTok. I actually was watching videos, and there was a person talking about how to make money work for you, and it said that Earth 2.io is where you can buy land anywhere in the world, and it can cost to up to only 10 cents a tile. And this was at the early stages when tiles in US were only $3 a piece. I unfortunately didn't invest a lot of money and not that early in, so if I would have invested all the money I have now, I could have made a crazy amount of return. But now there's more and more countries being opened up and released, like the Holy See, there's Israel, there's UAE. Those two are still closed, but they soon will in the future be open, and those tiles will sell like crazy. But it actually did show that there's actually a few tiles sold in those places, like only 1,400, and there's like 400,000 sold in the US. So it must have been before they took those, like they kind of blocked off those countries where you couldn't buy from them. Some people may have been lucky and bought it, or it might just be the people who own this company. They may have bought it and own it, and maybe they sell it to people out in the Earth 2.io community. So then they will be able to sell and maybe get some shifting around of properties and stuff and maybe bump the value up. So then when it is released, it costs more for people to buy it and the people who own it may make more money. But that is just something that I'm thinking about. Another thing is that this is just phase one. So they said they're going to roll out a number of phases in this thing. And as I'm looking, it says phase two will be released shortly, which shortly could be a month or two, or it could be a year. Initially, when these people released it, they thought it might take 2 years to gain traction and people to start getting onto this website. But this was actually released in November, and there was over 15,000 new users per day signing up to the website, which their growth was just huge, and they could not keep up with it so many times that they couldn't log into their accounts, they couldn't sell land, they couldn't buy land. It was just like the site was crashing because so many people were on it. And there was even times where land value, it was up in like $200 a tile, which is just crazy because the places where it was, the land was super high, or places that like right now they're only at $2 a piece, which if people did buy it when it was at $200 a tile, they would have lost a lot of money depending on how much they bought, which that would be very bad for them. Another thing is in phase two, if they release it, people are thinking they're gonna wipe everything on the earth. So important land monuments and stuff, they won't hold as much value as they are when they get wiped off, because you could build a huge skyscraper in the middle of nowhere, and where the White House was, you could build a hot dog stand or something, which is another thing. people now, they're thinking that this is going to be a game where you have an avatar or a character and you have to be able to survive. So it might be like a game like a Minecraft or something, and you have to live and you live your life and you just go on with your daily routines, and you build stuff and you make a huge empire and you make tons of land and money in the game, and which that would be a huge process for them to do, and it would be so much fun for the users and make the experience that much more fun. But another thing is that I've watched YouTube videos on this thing just to kind of understand it more, and there's people thinking that depending on where you put your tiles in the world, they might be more valuable because there might be certain resources there. So say in where if there's a huge oil field, you might get a lot of oil resources, or if you're in like fields of like wheat or stuff, you might get wheat, you might get wood if you're in forests, or if you're in city, you might get like certain metals or stuff like that. Or it's kind of just gonna make it so everyone kind of has an even layout and everyone has the option to get whatever resources or stuff they want. Which means another thing is that people probably will be able to buy and sell resources if they don't have land that will be producing those resources for them all the time. And if you don't have resources, like say timber or lumber or stuff like that, you won't be able to say buy houses or build houses or make stuff or make like, I'm not really sure what's going to be in there, but you might not be able to build certain things. If you don't have metal, you can't build huge towers. If you have just a bunch of oil, you're going to really be able to do nothing other than sell it to people. Which, if you aren't allowed to sell it, that would suck a lot, and you'd have really no point. And another thing is there might be a huge risk factor involved, because this is a startup company, and there's no guarantee so far that you will be able to get paid out and everything. You're kind of, you don't want to put in a lot of money that you say if you lost the very next day, you'd be scared and you wouldn't be able to kind of live anymore because you lost all this money. You more want to put money in that you say be fine with doing it because it's not for sure yet. The site might crash tomorrow or whatever, but which that would be bad because there's some people that have like $35,000 into it, or but then there's people that have $100 and they only buy a few tiles here and there, which they're playing it safe, but they also don't get the thing where if you have high risk, you get high reward. So there's those factors in too, which people who don't have a lot of money to play with, it's fine that they aren't putting all their money in and stuff. Like I started with a little bit of money, and my money has 4 times its value, which is just insane to think about. And it's so awesome because it's just money that you're just making, and that's just, and it feels so much fun to make that money and to be playing a game at the same time. And which that's awesome because that's kind of the whole main point of the thing. And just going over my portfolio, I'm looking at it right now. It says I own 50 properties and it's made up of 1,639 tiles, which not every property has a few tiles. Some of them have 56, some of them have 100, some of them have only like 5. It really depends on the prices and if that value is going to go up in price or if it's going to fall back down in price, which if it falls, then that won't be good. But if it goes up, then that'd be awesome. Which for phase 2, the price of land, it might not be as important anymore because phase 1 is all about buying and trading land to make more money so you can buy more tiles everywhere else. So there's that thing where if you buy 100 tiles, say at $100, and the value quadruples so it's worth $400, that's good because you made $300. But to sell it back, you need to make sure someone is actually going to buy it from you. Because some people might not just shell out $400 for land that you bought in a weird shape or whatever. And they might go buy their own land in a place where there's more foot traffic or something, which for them would prevent them, because in phase two also, they think if you are building stores, building water parks or amusement parks, foot traffic will be good because that's going to bring more people into your places and resorts, so you'll be able to make more money, and it will just make you so much more money. And if it's in those areas where it's high foot traffic and people are building huge amusement parks or huge towers and huge businesses, and you own maybe like 2 or 3 tiles, you could build small places where they're spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and you only have to spend like $20, and the value of your stuff is going to go through the roof because they're making these huge places and monuments and towers and buildings and businesses, which in the long run, that's going to help you out. So another thing is, when people are getting in early, they were just buying crazy. They were buying like all these huge tiles, and they thought, if I buy 700 tiles at 10 cents a tile, costing me $70, and then the price of it goes to $3 a tile, which is like $210. It would probably be more than that. It'd be like $2,100, I think, actually. They'd be able to sell it automatically, and they make like $2,000. But that's not the whole point. Some people don't want huge plots of land because they may be able to, like, they might not be able to use up all of it for a lot of businesses. They might be wanting to do a little bit here, a little bit there, spreading it all across the world and not spend all their money in one location, which I don't blame them. The more you spread out and diversify where all your land is, the more likely you're more likely to get better and more different resources, which could ultimately lead you to making bigger businesses and stuff, which it would be fine if you had a couple places, properties, where you had 100 tiles. So if you wanted, you could build these huge places and huge amusement parks. But if you have all these things where you have only three properties with 700 tiles on each, you're not going to be able to get all those resources from all over the place, which it may affect you because you may have to be going out to marketplaces and buying timber that you could just be getting for free if you put 5 tiles where a bunch of forest is, or 5 tiles where there's a lot of mines, instead of putting them all at one spot and you get a resource that you don't need, or they don't give you as much resources, which that would suck, but you're gonna have to take that risk to spread out and hope you get more and more resources. But who knows? And there's also another thing where there's lots of other games like Earth 2.io, where you buy stuff and you build places and you have to like mine stuff or whatever. I forget. There's a one game where you have to mine 1,000 things so you get 1 tile or whatever, and it costs like $10 for each block, and you have to mine 1,000 of them, so it costs you so much money. But in this, what they're thinking, because it's easy to make money on this, but when you go to take your money out, it's very hard, it's a long process. But what I think it will be is that they are going to put in a feature where you have cryptocurrency, and you can have set up a crypto wallet or whatever, and you can be able to take that money in and out, making it so much easier than emailing them, giving your bank info, them sending it to you, you taking it, putting it back in, just causing that much more of a hassle for them and for you, and it just may take a long time, which sucks. But another thing is that you don't have to deposit money in every day or every so often if you want to buy more. There's a thing where, depending on your land class, like it's a land class, so land class 1, land class 2, 3, the higher it goes up, the worse it is, or the not as good you get. You get money per tile for whatever land class your things are. So there's, for every 100,000 tiles the first 100,000 tiles in a country bought, that's land class 1. Then it's 200 to 300,000, or 101,000 to 200,000, that's land class 2. Then 201 to 500,000, that's land class 3. There hasn't been any land class 4s yet because they have no countries have reached that full 500,000 mark. But the closest country so far is the U.S. and they have 470. Oh, wait, no, the U.S. has reached 606,000 tiles. So they now will be in land class 4, the category land class 4, which now, with the income tax, you won't get as much money. So, in talking about the income tax works by you have tiles all over. Depending on how much money each tile is worth in, say, the US or Canada or Italy or France, if US is $40, you might make 2 cents a tile. In Canada, US is worth, or a tile is worth $10. Every 5 tiles you make might make 1 cent just because the difference of money being put into the US compared to Canada or compared to France. So like some days I've made $9 in income tax, and today I think I just made $3.27 in income tax. And it varies the price all over the world. But if you have land class 1, you might make 3 cents per tile. Land class 2, 2 cents per tile. Land class 3, 1 cent per tile. Land class 4, like half a cent. So you need a couple tiles to start making the money. Which, that makes right. Because if you get into those areas earlier, you're more likely to get rewarded. Because you were like, you just believed in that area and you went all in. And you started buying stuff all over. So the more tile land class 1 tiles you have, the more money you're gonna get because you came into the game earlier and you bought more money into the game, which it's like a reward system. So if you keep your land and you stay and you want to stay for a long time, you're gonna start getting like $3, $4, $5 pretty soon land class increments per day. Just $5, and it might make its way up to $10 per day. So you're just making money from doing nothing. You're just like sitting around and you're making $10 a day, $12 a day. Pretty soon you're going to be making a lot of money per day. And with that money, you go reinvest it and you're starting to make more and more money. So it's basically like you invest your profits. But like, and the land price of this, it can fluctuate whenever it wants. It can stay one day, it could be at $5 a tile, next day $15, next day $8, and it fluctuates a lot. So your net worth, it fluctuates a lot. So you have to not be able to worry, because if you worry, you might sell quickly and you might not make the potential amount of money you could have made. Like you made $20, but you could have made $100 if you stayed in a bit longer. Which, there's that risk where you don't know what's going to happen. It's going to go up or down or sideways or whatever. But, yeah, that's kind of how Earth 2 is and what the whole thing is about. Which, it's a fun experience. It's been fun for me. I've really enjoyed it. It's been nice to check in once in a while and see how much money you've made and how much you could make and how much it's topped at. The one time, Brazil, I owned, let me check. I think I owned in Rio de Janeiro, I owned 26 tiles in one area and 15 tiles in another. And at one point, they were at $250 per tile. So it said like I made like $700, $7,500, and $6,500 or something like that, and my total net worth, it was at $17,000 American. So I was going crazy. I was trying to sell it, I was trying to get rid of it, and it kept lagging out, saying there was maintenance and stuff, which it was maintenance, and they shut down the website for like 3 hours. They tried fixing everything. And it was just a glitch in the system. So some people may have bought the Brazil land at $250 a tile, and they may just be out a lot of money because now it's back down to $2.38. So it's kind of hard to predict or whatever, but there's that risk, there's a reward. You have to be able to willing to take the risk to get the reward. But other than that, that is the podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed talking about Earth 2.io, and I hope you learned something and you're more interested in virtual real estate and all the no's and do's and don'ts for virtual real estate and what will happen with it in the future. So that is the Flannery podcast for today. See you next time.